CSNBaltimore.com.
Clifton, it was one of these games in which clearly you knew the Ravens identified throughout the week they must establish the run game. Mission accomplished.
No question. Ray Rice with two running touchdowns. The offensive line wore down the Dolphins in the second half. They were finally able to get that running game going. Spoke with Ray Rice after the game. He's like, hey, this is the way we need to play football. It felt good to be able to get involved, have some holes to run through. And, yeah, it was just a grind-out game by the Ravens. Both offensively and defensively, they made enough plays in a wild game to win.
Clifton, put in perspective Terrell Suggs' day. It was not just him, but he also had some help really getting to Tannehill.
No question. We still might be watching this game if not for Elvis Dumervil sack there at the end that pushed the Dolphins out of field goal range where they had to try the 57-yarder to just miss. So Dumervil had the big sack at the end, but Suggs all game long was just dominant. He has definitely reestablished himself as one of the top defensive players in the NFL, and they needed that kind of performance to win the day because even though Tannehill was sacked a lot, he kept getting up and making plays.
Clifton, we heard from head coach John Harbaugh about just some injuries on the offensive line. Kelechi Osemele had some back spasms, I understand, during warm-ups, tried to give it a go. AQ Shipley comes in. Just give me your thoughts on how the Ravens offensive line was able to hold up today.
Well, the Ravens offensive line is still a work in progress, certainly from a pass protection standpoint. They don't want Joe Flacco getting hit as many times as he did today. But the running game got going. Obviously, that's an emergency situation. Shipley being put in at left guard, not even expecting to play, and he's really a backup center. So I thought it was encouraging. And I also spoke with Eugene Monroe after the game. He told me there's no way he doesn't play next week. He'll be ready. So Monroe is on the way, and the offensive line has something to build on with this running game performance today.
Well, with that being said, Clifton, you just brought me to my next point. If Monroe says he's ready to go, does he start next week at left tackle? And what do we make of Bryant McKinney's performance today?
Rough performance by McKinney. I say there's no doubt that Monroe's a starting left tackle next week. Very surprised if he's not. That's what they brought him here for. As John Harbaugh said, we didn't bring him in here to sit. We brought him in here to play. And even though Monroe wanted to play this week with two practices, he just wasn't ready. But next week, a full week of practice, I think you'll see him as a starting left tackle next week. And for McKinney, we don't know whether he'll just be a backup, whether it's a trade down the road. We'll have to wait and see.
All right. He is a must-read at CSNBaltimore.com. It's our Ravens insider, Clifton Brown,
the
with the very latest from Sun Life Stadium. Thanks, Clifton.
Thank you, guys.
Ravens Insider is presented by AAA. CSNBaltimore.com.